We will get started now. The board, we are convening now to hear the foundation reports, and we're going to start with Western Nevada College Foundation meeting of the members of the corporation. Carrie, if you would take roll call, please.
Chair DeBrava.
Here.
Vice Chair Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Carter.
Here.
I see you. Thank you, Regent Carter. Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Geddes.
Here.
Regent Hayes.
Here.
Regent Levine.
Here.
Regent McAdoo.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Moran.
Yes.
Regent Page.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Trashok.
Here.
You have a quorum present.
Thank you, Carrie. To my regents, to do this efficiently, we need to maintain our quorum. We took that roll call. If someone needs to go offline or leave the room or you lose a signal, please text Carrie. But in other words, we're going to move forward here. For Western Nevada College, public comment. Is there any public comment?
No public comment.
Thank you. We are going to item number two, annual report. The chair of the WNC Foundation, Sean Davison. Mr. Davison, if you're there, please.
Good morning. Good morning, Chancellor Rose, and she regents and institution leadership. It's been about 10 years since I've addressed this team as chair of the WNC Foundation, and perhaps my timing isn't brilliant. The last time we were in the throes of a recession with significant economic challenges, or perhaps my timing is pretty good, as challenging times present great opportunities. My name is Sean Davison. My primary work role is to deliver worldwide retail lending for Harley-Davidson. Many people don't know that Harley-Davidson Finance has its North American banking headquarters right here in Carson City. I've been here for 16 years. I've always said I can't imagine, as a father and an employer, WNC not being here in the community. In fact, my daughter is a sophomore at WNC and plans to transfer to UNR next year. I'm going to take you on a journey a bit like touring on a Harley. It's going to be fast yet memorable. I'm going to focus on three primary areas. First of all, the foundation of the foundation. Secondly, I'm going to highlight fiscal year 2020 successes. And thirdly, I'm going to talk about challenges and plans. So first of all, building that foundation. During the last recession, we had a fragmented board and an interim director. We used the circumstances to focus on the fundamentals. We built a new board, strengthened processes, and aligned with WNC leadership. We were intentional about board recruitment and development. Our recent successes started 10 years ago when we had the strength to ask more of the board, the staff, our product, and WNC. The WNC selection committee had the wisdom to hire Nikki Gladys as executive director, someone with all the important skill sets, yet without the traditional nonprofit experience. We aligned with WNC leadership and their planning processes, building on the college's strategic pillars. We planned our work and we worked our plan. So what does that mean for 2020 and the successes? The foundation provided WNC over $2.1 million in direct support. That's the largest amount that the college has ever received from the foundation. Now, part of that is timing. And so for the past 3 years, the average has been $1.6 million. That's roughly four times the annual amount previously provided. The WNC Foundation was chosen for the NNDA Nonprofit of the Year for extraordinary growth in funding streams from 2016 to 2019, active board involvement, presence in the community, and consistent support of workforce development initiatives. This year, the foundation raised close to $800,000 to build a mobile manufacturing training unit that will positively impact rural workforce development. WNC partnered with the William N. Pennington Foundation, Tesla, Wells Fargo, and the WIND program through the Governor's Office of Economic Development to deliver this innovative project. The biology lab in Carson City was rebuilt and relocated thanks to the $1.35 million partnership with the William N. Pennington Foundation. The project was completed under budget and on time. And hot off the press, WNC Foundation has successfully written an additional grant request for $1 million to renovate the Fallon Science Lab. Following a recent survey to better understand student food and housing insecurity, WNC Foundation secured funding for a food pantry because the survey said 40+% of students were food insecure, and that was before the pandemic. This initiative has been funded through NV Energy, Visiting Angels, WNC's campus police, and private donors. Scholarship support grew to nearly $550,000 for fiscal year 20, the largest amount of annual scholarship support that the foundation has ever provided, and that represents a 29% compounded annual growth rate for the past 5 years. And the future looks bright as the Berger family created a $500,000 new scholarship endowment to be awarded annually. Events continue to grow with our golf tournament just held in September, doing better than ever, netting about $25,000. And our hallmark event, Reach for the Stars, had a record year in fiscal year 20 with close to $90,000 in net proceeds. Board members are engaged and active with an average give or get exceeding $6,000 per board member per year. So those were the successes. Now we'll talk about the challenges, and I'm going to summarize that as really adapt and focus. And the challenges aren't insignificant, and many of them brought on by COVID-19 are obvious, and they're going to be the same as really what everybody else is facing. Many of our donors represent what we love about Northern Nevada. They're personable and personal. Much of the momentum has been built through personal interactions. Examples include the unique opportunity to meet scholarship recipients at the We Are Western event, or targeting Douglas donors with a ranch-style barbecue. These events have been successful, yet aren't currently options. Our plan is to adapt, and so we've created opportunities such as the virtual trivia night on December 10th. And you're all welcome, but you're going to need to bring your A game, as I've been assured the defending champions are no slouches. We need to once again focus on the fundamentals, such as board engagement. As the foundation staff represents only 2 FTE, continuing to engage and develop the board members is a high priority, as they collectively represent so much talent. I would like to acknowledge this year all of the regents, and in particular, Gerald Del Carlo, Rick Krachak, Kathy McAdoo, Patrick Carter, Amy Carvalho, and Laura Pumpkins, who have been generous to WNC with their time and talent. Special thanks to Vice Chancellor Nate McKinnon for his continued support of our fund and fundraising efforts, and President Solis and the WNC team, whose commitment to higher education inspires us all. Especially, I'd like to acknowledge Nikki Gladys, our executive director, who brings talent every day. Thank you for the opportunity to present this morning. It's been a strong year at a time WNC deserves our best. Thank you for the support WNC and the foundation receives from the Nevada System of Higher Education. And if there are any questions or comments.
Thank you, Mr. Davison, for that annual report. I do have a motion for approval from Regent Geddes, a motion, a second for that, Regent Page. And I think Regent Page has a comment or question.
Thank you, Chair DePaul. I just have a comment. I know we sent it a bunch of times yesterday, but I don't think we could say it enough. I want to thank the Pennington Foundation again for all that they've done for Northern Nevada. It's pretty amazing how much they've supported NG. So just on the public record, thank them again.
Thank you. Regent Hayes.
Thank you very much, Chair DeBrava. I just want to say, you know, one of the great things about having a six-year term is being able to see kind of growth and change. There have been times I wish I had a shorter term, but as I look back and think, when I came on this board, you know, the WNC I see here was raising just over $400,000 a year. And to see them getting up to almost $1.5 million now, I mean, they've tripled the amount of money they've brought in. And obviously that goes a lot to Ms. Gladys and to the folks in the community. But it's just been great to have a front row seat to see all the great work going on at WNC over the last several years. got a great president in place. We got the community coming together, and you know, seeing how the money's being spent. You know, that's a biology lab and some support and some of the other things that we've heard and read about over the years. Just want to say, you know, this is one of the highlights of being in this role, is just seeing communities and institutions come together and succeed. So congratulations to you all on the job well done.
Thank you, Regent Hayes. I have a motion and a second to accept the report. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Motion carries. We are going to item three, the officers. We have the officers listed in front of us. Thank you. We're going to consent items, item four. I need a motion. I have one from Page. I have a second. And we have one, a second from Hayes. Any questions regarding the consent items? Seeing no questions, all those in favor of accepting the consent items, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are going to item five, new business. Seeing no new business, we are going to item six, public comment. Any public comment, Carrie? Thank you. No public comment. Again, thank you very much for Mr. Davison and for everything that the WNC Foundation does. We appreciate all the work that you do. This meeting is adjourned.